leave your side. That is there. And in there is expert, 10% of trade, Banijo. Otherwise, if there is no excess, where is the question of Banijo? For scattering. Then, he said, there is no excess. Government man will take up the policy of plunderers and rogues. Then he stated, Tatsudama. Tatsudama means plunderer. He stated, what you have got in it? Is illegal. What you have got in it? You cannot say, wrong. Plundering is wrong. But what is your law? If killing is law, plundering is law. And what is the problem? After me, to give security to the property and life. So the government will make law. I can take your life whenever I like, and I can plan with your property. And where is the law?
The government spirit and its protest.
Yes, that is all that. That is Tatsuriya. What priority is the Kshatriya? What means injury? And one who gives protection from injury is Kshatriya. That's like Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as Swami Kaal is attempting injury, who are the rascals? You are trying to kill this cow in my kingdom. That is Kshatriya. And nowadays, if they kill you, the police will see from there, you know. This is all. And when he finished killing, then he said, who is this man? He is not down. The man is killed. And then inquiry, and then killed. Who is the man killed and what is happening? Nothing of this sort. Inquiry and finish. Big commission report.
They have made a survey in America. They have made a survey that nine out of every 10 crime never gets a victim. Never gets solved. 9 out of every 10 crimes never gets solved.
In America.
Maybe it's more than that.
Well, the criminal is very much encouraged because he has only one chance in 10 of getting caught. Whether he robs a bank or steals or rapes or something like
this.
That.
This purpose is maintaining two police force. And you are earning money and tax.
The police all accept bribes.
Huh?
They all accept the bribes. But they do some illegal business themselves with the criminals they capture.
Yes. Regular, every criminal has an organization to bribe the police. And the police does not take directly. And some in between, he collects from the criminal and gives to the police. In India, this is it. The media man, he makes option. Yes. What do you recommend? Collect 10%, he takes. And man is given to the police. There is a construction man in Delhi. He is selling jalebi.
No jalebi?
Yeah. He has got 10 lakhs of rupees. Because he collects the price from others and pays it. Everyone knows. There was one Malik. Now I left Mahatma Gandhi. His business was he was collecting. That quarter, our quarter was full of pockets, pickpockets, gundas. Pickpockets, gundas in our title, they were our neighborhood. I remember when I was coming and the pickpocket was pickpocketing and Yeah, I've been there. Dunstall. I've seen Dunstall. And I know what that was in his eye. Oh, you are accustomed to see us. And there are Hindu Muslim rats on a bar and suddenly, oh, don't go to your house. This riot is, I call this riot is going on daily. It is. What? Anybody up?
In New York, one policeman admitted that when the police would capture the thieves with the stolen goods, then they would confiscate the goods and keep it privately in their homes and sell the stolen goods and get the money for themselves. They would not return it to the owner. They would utilize it for making money.
So it is practiced in a country which is so affluent. Just imagine what is there in India.
Yes.
I had experience because when I was younger, I was stealing. I was taking to the hop shop one typewriter. And while I was taking to the hop shop a typewriter, the police came and showed me his badge and took this typewriter and one French horn from. And he took the money and he said, I am going to check to see if this is stolen. So 1 week later, I was worried. I called him. I said, what is happening? He said that typewriter was reported 1 year ago stolen from the school. But he said, because I think you're a good boy, I'm not going to arrest you because I don't think you did it. If I thought for a moment that you did it, I would immediately come and take you. So I said, that's all right. What about the French horn? When can I have my money back? He said, you just forget about this. You leave it to me. He says,
keep you honest. To keep you honest, just don't hope your money.
The practice is they watch our sanctified devotees collect all day. And they know when he has a good pocket full of money, then they arrest him.
Then when he
takes to jail, and then they say, well, actually the boy collected $200. They say, oh, he only collected $30. And the others, they split.
Right, exactly.
This happened in Chicago.
Yeah. But that's what he said.
Nothing we can do.
That is their business. They take from the thieves because they're the biggest thieves and then they split. This is regular practice.
We had this one devotee who was in the Detroit temple who used to be on the police force. And he told us everything about how they are all cheaters.
In America also, sometimes they'll arrest someone who's selling illegal drugs. Then they'll arrest him, then they'll seize the drugs, then they'll take the drugs home, and they'll sell them.
They sell the drugs.
To make money.
They'll use it themselves.
That's what they use.
In New York, there was a big scandal. There was $10 million worth of drugs confiscated from a boat. And they put it in the police lockup, and then it was gone.
You have heard the name of Bumpy that God.
Yeah.
So sometimes, when these things are stolen, they... disciples in fact are Christian. But he said, why you are talking? One thing this, another thing this. That's all. Who gave the money, he is also thief. And he has taken a heel as well. So why you both? One thing this, another thief this.
Learned that the policeman was selling the stolen goods because one morning in New York they passed by the temple and they said, we have cartons of paper towels you want to buy. They came by our temple. They said, we have many cartons of paper towels. Paper towels. Yes. And they asked if we wanted to buy very cheap, they said, cheaper than in the supermarket. So then we could understand where they had.
He lives such man. The material world is so corrupt. Oh, we are not going to get that land. I don't see it.
Well, you know, it's 1-2 weeks, by the end of the month, you know.
Well, I know, but at this time,
how is it still under the digestion? Yeah, I'm not sure. But you have waited 1 year now, under suspense. Now it has come to an end. Yes, Prabhupada. Even if they take away 600 acres, they have a right on 250 acres. So you get the 250 acres. So minimum you get. You won't get the full 600 acres, but you get 250 acres. But even if they come under the season now, then 250 they can keep the rest. They can sell. Yes, as soon as this decision is taken, if either one decision is that yes, you can keep the whole 600 acres, and the other decision is no, you will confiscate, you can only keep 250. As soon as that decision is made, I will get the document for transferring the trustee.
The advantage of the land and of the soil and under possession is very good for the sugar cane. And that fruit called sitapal grows very nicely in the area.
And out of the 600, actually, the 200 acres is very fertile. The other area is kind of dry. So very fertile, so you're going to invest a lot of money now, cultivating all year round. So if you get a 250 acres, then you get a good area.
Good area.
You can build it. There will be a second rail on the Sunday side show, but we'll put that up today.
Yeah. Now, do we need that?
This is you. The sign just set up last night, but I want to see the sign there. Most of the devotees are coming to see it so far.
That's a lively fire.
In this place, we're going to put a large board and put all your books on the board.
There is standing order to begin with Volume 1, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and please enter standing order to begin with Volume 1, the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is their standing order, the order they come to Srimad Bhagavatam.
No, in all Indian interest, there is more kosher. Because that is better than in the West than the Bhagavad Gita. Translation of Sakswa demands not only knowledge of Sanskrit but an inward sympathy with the theme and a barbar but the poem is a symphony in which God is seen in all things. His divine relationship between Swami Guru. We are forced to finally sympathetic to the king. He brings the special interpreting insight. Here we have a powerful and participative presentation in the Bhakti tradition of this dearly beloved friend. The Sami's introduction makes clear at once where he stands as a leading exponent of Krishna consciousness.
I only have your books here in the New York Public Library, but the head librarian of that point of the vision is a bit too awesome.
Practitioner of Philadelphia cannot but be attracted to receive a student
and scholar of our state, language, and Hindu religion and tradition. The viewpoint of the devotee comes scholar as the added advantage of making the philosophy meaningful to any practical minded person.
Well, this professor calls you uncompromising. He says that you are uncompromising.
Very nice. This is somebody.
Ever since 1893, when Swami Vivekananda proclaimed monism and tolerance to the world's parliament of religions at Chicago, non-specialists in America have pictured Hinduism as an easygoing phantasmagoria of smiling faces disappearing like dewdrops into the shining sea. The nectar of devotion should bring them up sharp. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose shorn, orange-clad disciples have brought the inseparable twins of Bhajan and Bhakshi to the streets of America, has no doubt that such impersonalism is nothing less than rascaldom. With all the books on Vedanta and bland neo-transcendentalism that are at present available to the English-speaking public, it is good to have on the popular market such an uncompromising statement of an opposing view from the pen of one who is as firmly rooted in a disciplic tradition, Guru Parampara, as Bhaktivedanta says.
Yeah. They ordered
two orders. They were so favorable. They ordered for the theology department library and also for the main library. And there were so many professors like this one who were favorable. They wanted your books to be very easy accessible.
This is the largest professor of Sanskrit in the whole United States, Harvard University. Most distinguished of all men.
And he never writes reviews for anyone, Srila Prabhupada. So he wrote for you. His reviews, he sort of hides himself, you know.
I can recommend Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as a source of rich insights for every curious student of consciousness. Sometimes there are professors of English, all different departments, appreciating. This man was selected to be the World Council of Churches, a representative of Hinduism, in a large meeting, and he just recently did a review on your Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Indian classic par excellence on Bhakti Yoga, attributed to Vyasa, is one of the most important and influential religio-philosophical works within the Vedic tradition. Thanks to the devoted and scholarly endeavors of Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the entire work of 12 cantos will be available in a superb English edition for the benefit of the English-reading peoples. In his impeccable style, the author presents each verse in original Sanskrit, followed by Roman transliteration, English equivalents, translation, and elaborate commentary. The lucid and cogent exegesis brings into relief the theory and practice of Bhagavata philosophy in relation to contemporary man and his problems of life. I have read the first volume containing First Canto Part 1, Chapters 1-7, with pleasure and profit. A brief account of the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu included in this volume illustrates the central theme of the entire text, the loving service of God. A glossary and index to Sanskrit verses and a general index have been added for the convenience of scholars. This monumental work is immensely valuable, alike to historians of religion, linguistic scholars, cultural anthropologists, pious devotees, as well as to the general reader interested in spiritual matters. I recommend it highly to every student of Indian philosophy, culture, and religion.
Any orders, you stay in orders for the library, and they
said. This is a work to be treasured. The opportunity to receive the profound teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the West has been made possible by the devoted labor of Srila Prabhupada. The clarity and precision of his commentaries on the text have rarely been equaled. No one of whatever faith or philosophical persuasion who reads this book with an open mind can fail to be both moved and impressed. The spirit of its message shines brightly from the pages.
He's a psychologist. He's using psychology there very much to the beginning. This one here, this is one of the biggest linguistic schools in the world. And this gentleman was the chairman of the department. He's known all over the world for his studies in different kinds of languages. And he,
It is axiomatic that no book can be expected entirely to satisfy all its potential readers. Here is one, Srimad Bhagavatam, however, which can be said to come remarkably close to that ideal. Clearly, this book is intended mainly for those who are interested in, or may become so, transcendental science, and more specifically in Krishna consciousness. For them, it could hardly be bettered, since the elaborate purports attached to each text explain elegantly and lucidly, and in every possible detail, the underlying meaning of the Sanskrit verses and their relevance to this increasingly popular philosophical outlook. The work is at the same time no less impressive to one who is a layman in the context of transcendental science. A student of Sanskrit or a general linguist with only a smattering of the language would gain much from going through this book and others in the set. That this is so is the result of the way the texts are presented. Each text in Devanagari is followed by an exact Roman transliteration. This in turn followed by an English transliteration of each separate word. After this comes a translation in flowing English. The result is that, with only a modest amount of effort, one can succeed in reading and understanding the Sanskrit verses, and the experience is very rewarding. At the end of the book is appended a goodly amount of further helpful material. There is a glossary of important Sanskrit terms, a Sanskrit pronunciation guide, an index of Sanskrit verses in the whole of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and a general index to the first canto. In other words, we have here the ideal of what an edition of a Sanskrit text for a Western audience should be.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mexico has been asked to actually take charge of the Oriental studies, specifically on Hinduism. I mean, he's been a review on the Spanish, Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Spanish only?
No,
he's here. This is a printed in the Spanish.
This one is very good. Should I read it?
Very nice.
Excellent.
As a native of India, now living in the West, it has given me much grief to see so many of my fellow countrymen coming to the West in the role of gurus and spiritual leaders. Just as any ordinary man in the West becomes conscious of Christian culture from his very birth, any ordinary man in India becomes familiar with the principles of meditation and yoga from his very birth. Unfortunately, many unscrupulous persons come from India, exhibit their imperfect and ordinary knowledge of yoga, cheat the people with their wares, consisting of mantras, and present themselves as incarnations of God. So many of these cheaters have come convincing their foolish followers to accept them as God, that those who are actually well-versed and learned in Indian culture have become very concerned and troubled. For this reason, I am very excited.
I'm just talking to Niragan. Yeah, very question. Stop to send big passports for all this stuff.
Yes.
For this reason, I am very excited to see the publication of Bhagavad Gita as it is by Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, from his very birth, was trained in the strict practice of Bhakti Yoga, and he appears in a succession of gurus that traces back to the original speaking of Bhagavad Gita by Sri Krishna. His knowledge of Sanskrit is impeccable. His penetration into the inner meaning of the text is befitting only a fully realized soul who has indeed perfectly understood the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. Personally, I intend to use this book in the courses which I am directing by invitation of the Mexican government on the language, culture, and philosophy of India. This authorized edition of the Gita will serve a double purpose in Spanish-speaking countries. One, it will help to stop the terrible cheating of false and unauthorized gurus and yogis. And two, it will give an opportunity to Spanish-speaking people to understand the actual meaning of Oriental culture.
Sometimes they say the exact things, you know. So nice.
Sometimes I myself read my
books. This man here, Srila Prabhupada, he is just recently, Dr. Bardwell Smith, he has just recently written a letter to us that he's going to bring his students. He's in charge of an India tour program for students in India. He's going to bring his students on a regular scheduled program to Vrindavan.
Yes, in America. So let's make a small booklet of all this thin paper so that we can send.
We need very much also a permanent display building at Mayapur. This exhibit costs almost $4,000
immediately.
Sure.
Immediately, I don't think.
So, I would
like to move in. 3 years. About 3 times.
Nobody here.
Chapter 51 of Pericles.
I think maybe that, along with that commentary from that professor from the University of Mexico to send to Mrs. Indira Gandhi, if all of these quotations are sent, she will understand that you are being appreciated by everyone.
You can send all the quotations, not only one.
Encourage them. And especially from the Western side. All classes of academic leaders.
I think they should be displayed in all our temples all over the world.
Oh, yes.
Anybody who comes, they will see how authorized your books are.
That's our idea. We can mass produce these in any temple and order the quotes from any school of their choice. Every temple can have a room for receiving guests with all the prominent quotes on the wall.
For at least three times for 2 or 3 hours, non-stop, by himself playing the drums. Okay, so that has not come back. He'll be back by the time class starts. And this is not going tomorrow. We must have things that we are looking for. You once gave the example of your spiritual master, also how people were invited on Parikram and you stayed back with him.
I know.
All right, this is not good.